I don't know about you, my friend, but I love the Lord. He is so good. In fact, I have with me Ron Jones, who can testify of the goodness of God. Even when you're going through the darkest hours, God is good. And we have our coaching CD. It features you, Ron. A lot of people only know you as a recording artist, the great music that you have produced, that you sing. But also,
I also moon dance.
Do you moon
moonwalk?
Dance? Do you really?
No, just kidding. Just kidding.
You tap.
Wrong spirit there.
But a lot of people know you only at He's Alive Radio as an artist and great music. But you also minister. You minister in churches. In fact, you came to Father's House back at the first Sunday in October. And we so love the ministry you've had over the years. Just want you to know that.
That's my heart. I made a quality decision years ago that I would spend the rest of my life trying to mend broken, messed up, wounded people. And I found in my travels, Sharon, they're everywhere in every facet of life, rich, poor, fat, skinny. They're everywhere. And I want to do my best with God's help to reach them, to encourage them, to bless them, to undergird them, to strengthen them, to lift them up.
Well, and we think that the only place to minister is church. And that's, my God, how much church can we have? Most of the people sitting in the pews have heard John 3:16. Really, the place we need is out in the marketplace.
The marketplace.
Yeah. And you basically are not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ any place, anywhere, anytime.
You can let a whole bunch of people carry their placards and their signs and their rainbows and stuff in downtown Cincinnati, which is close to home for me. And they're not ashamed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not ashamed of you know, I've got the cure, and his name is Jesus.
Mm.
Why would I be ashamed? I mean, I could have easily given up, thrown in the towel, say, hey, I'm done. But God has brought me through. And I want to spend the rest of my life, like I just said, doing my best to encourage and help people that are going through the same junk that I went through.
You, on the coaching CD, not only do you share your testimony of how you came to a place of forgiveness, walked through cancer. But you share some of the funny stories that different places that I ask you to share. You have sang at Cracker Barrel, Wendy's.
You got a problem with that?
No. But share, I know there's other people. Now, if you don't have a voice, don't do this. But
yeah, that's true. That's true. I was in the... Let me think of the town. Peru, Indiana.
I know where that's at.
Not too far from Indianapolis. But I was there, and we were had finished up or just beginning a tent meeting, an old-fashioned Holy Ghost tent meeting, R.W. Shambach style. And I needed some shaving cream, so I went to the local Kmart. You don't see many of those around. At home you don't anyway. You do here. But I went to Kmart. And I walked through the checkout counter paying for my shaving cream, and I saw a microphone.
Uh-oh.
I can't help it. Something happens when I get around one of these.
Yeah.
So I pressed the button. I said, attention, Kmart shoppers. And I said, let everything that hath breath praise the Lord. And it got really quiet in the store, except for one Pentecostal lady that was clear in the back of the store. I could see her hair.
That's how you knew she was Pentecostal.
Above the big wheel bicycle display. You know? And she hollered, whoop, glory! So she and I had church as they asked me to leave the store.
But not everywhere they've asked you to leave.
No, no, no. That's the first time that's ever happened. But I sing everywhere because I've got a song in my heart. I could be dead, Sharon. I could be dead. The doctors could have been right. I'm thankful that they were wrong. You know, I could have been eaten up with cancer. But God delivered me. God saved me. And why shouldn't I get excited and tell people about this?
We should. If everyone would reach one, we could double the size of the kingdom of God overnight.
Think about that.
Just one person.
Each
every
one
Christian,
reach one.
Yeah. The kingdom of God would grow. That's what's wrong with our nation. We don't have Christians being Christians. If we would just stand up for righteousness.
Remember the little song, this little light of mine, I'm going to let it shine. We got to do that. It's more than a Sunday school song.
And one way that we preach the gospel, and of course, He's Alive Radio, is not the substitute of you telling others one-on-one about Jesus, but it's one way of reaching people, the masses. through FM radio, through the internet, and that's sewing. You're on the coaching CD this month, Ron, and we're so thankful for you for that.
People drive it up and down the road, truck drivers and whatever, going here and going there, scanning across the dial, trying to listen to a clear channel where they can hear the music. You'll never hear any junk on this station.
That's right.
You'll never hear any bad news. You'll never hear any of that. It's an uplifting thing, and I want to encourage you that's listening right now to do something. Each one, do something.
Amen. For your best love gift to He's Alive Radio of at least $15, we'll give you the coaching CD featuring Ron Jones. Here's the address, P.O. Box 540, Grantsville, Maryland, 21536, or you can give online at he'salive.net.